Part 1. Called Out. The Pain of Losing What We Think We Want. Chapter 1. California. Losing Comfort. We Are Far Too Easily Pleased. C.S. Lewis. A text message alert burned blue on my phone, catching my glance from the corner of my office. The light was easy to spot in the small windowless room. With tan carpet and a beige couch to match the walls, the room and everything inside it was the color of chewed bubblegum. Annie left. The phone suddenly felt heavy in my hands. My fingers hovered over the screen as I struggled with how to respond. What to say? The red light glowed above my office door, abruptly announcing the arrival of my next client, my last appointment of the day. A reply would have to wait. My client wasted no time pouring out her story. But I was distracted as I thought about my own story, one that was changing without my permission or direction. Between concerned nods, mm-hmms, and how does that make you feels, the basic building blocks of counseling conversation, the two words tumbled around in my mind. Annie left. I began to chew on those words and wrestle with the meaning of them. No matter how I put the puzzle pieces together, hoping for a different picture at the end, the picture was the same every time. Our life was changing without my consent. My husband's colleague, Annie, had left her job, and her position was now open on the other side of the country. Ever since Jimmy began his career as an intern at ESPN, he had dreamed of joining its business strategy team. There were three potential positions that would make this career move possible. One was in Los Angeles, where we currently lived and where I was content to stay. Another was in New York City, where I might consider living. I had always fancied myself the kind of girl who could pull off a New York chapter. And then there was one in Connecticut, where I could never imagine living. The thought of moving across the country to a small town with limited career opportunities for me, or so I thought, made me feel stuck and claustrophobic. Annie, of course, had held the position in Connecticut. "See you next week," I said, forcing a smile and leading my client out the door. As I watched her walk across the courtyard toward the parking lot, I wondered how many more weeks I would meet with her and all the other clients in my practice, which I had worked tirelessly to build under the license of a supervising therapist. I took the long way home. Why is this happening? It was a question with an answer I was not ready to hear. I rolled the car windows down and let the hot May air breeze through, drying my runny nose and tear-soaked face as I scanned the radio for a sad song. This melancholy moment needed a soundtrack. I savored the smell of the orange trees lining the street, which was appropriately called Orange Grove Boulevard. Though I never considered myself much of a California girl, I had come to love living in Pasadena. I did not have bleached blonde hair. I had absolutely no interest in learning to surf, and even after 6 years, I still found palm trees and Christmas lights an odd combination. But in that moment, I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Jimmy and I had met as undergraduates at Pepperdine University and had been married in Malibu on the ocean shore just down the street from campus. Only days ago, we had signed the lease on our first real non-student apartment.